This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
That's doing it, sounding much more optimistic, Chris O'Brien. We're talking to Robert Damon Schneck, the Bye-Bye Man. The movie is coming out in December. I would expect that since it's being presented as a horror film, R-rated or PG-13?
No idea. Like I said, they haven't told me anything. Judging by the trailer, I would say it looks like it might be a hard PG-13. That seems to be what a lot of horror movies are coming out as now, like the film Oculus and The Conjuring. I think those are PG-13s. I think Insidious was even a PG-13.
But think of it this way. If it succeeds, there'll be a Bye-Bye Man too.
Could very well. And I think part of the reason they were attracted to it was that it had the potential to be a franchise. And, of course, they're always interested in something that has the potential for that. I'll just be very interested to see what happens. Again, when I sit down in that theater and for the premiere, I will know no more about it than anyone else. I'll know less about it than anyone who's there because they were all involved in the actual filming.
Right. And you may find that maybe the title is all that resembles your book. And show you as an example of this, we've mentioned this in the Paracast before, but I'll give you an example of how things work. Very few people know that the classic B sci-fi movie from the 1950s, Earth versus the Flying Saucers with Ray Harryhausen special effects, very few people know it was suggested by a book called Flying Saucers from Outer Space by Major Donald Kehoe. The first 30 seconds covers UFOs in an almost serious docudrama way, but that was it. I guess they bought it, I suspect, because they wanted to option the name Flying Saucers. So might as well go to a book writer who wrote a book about flying saucers.
That could very well be it. And again, I'm not going to sit there and complain. I'm not going to say, they ruined my book.
Yeah, really. Have no attachments.
No, I really don't have any attachments. And I'll tell you the truth. Even though this is my most popular story, the fact of the matter is I am one link in a chain of storytellers. This story was first told by a Ouija board. Then my friend Eli told it and refined it and did some embellishing and exaggeration over time when he would tell it at his Devil's Night parties. When it came time for me to put it in the book, I spoke to him and I worked with him and I tried to get him to tell the story as accurately as he remembered. But you see, the story was always being told by another person. So I was just one link in the chain. I was lucky in that I was the link that got optioned. I'm not going to scream that they murdered my baby if they made some changes in the story.
Well, maybe you should come up with the Hell Oh Girl.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist.
Now, if we're looking at a story here that was based on something from a Ouija board, how close can you get to anything that could possibly be real about it?
Well, I did do some research to see if there was anything to the story that the Bye-Bye Man or the spirit of the board told them. And I wasn't able to prove anything. You know, Algiers does exist, but Algiers is a section of New Orleans. Now, I don't think they knew that. Not a lot of people know that there's an Algiers section of New Orleans, and it's a railroad hub. I suspect that they got the idea of Algiers with Mickey Rourke, where he played a detective and it involved voodoo, Angel Heart. I suspect that they were inspired by the movie Angel Heart, because that movie takes place in Algiers, and they show Algiers as a rural, bayou country kind of place, but it's not. It's a railroad hub, like Cleveland is. And I suspect that it was the view of Algiers that appeared in that movie that inspired that aspect of the story. I also looked. There was never an orphanage in Algiers. There was a home for children with disabilities, which a child with albinism could potentially have been put into, but that home wasn't built until the 1960s.
Yeah.
There was an orphanage in a place called Gretna, if I remember correctly, but nothing odd about that. That was nowhere, that was up the river and was not part of Algiers. So I was not able to verify any of the story that the Bye-Bye Man told. I think that what happened was, keep in mind, this was not a laboratory experiment. These were not scientists doing research. These were three college students who would talk about the stories as bits and pieces appeared through the Ouija board. So they would discuss it. And the story has a strong feeling of folklore to it. And I suspect that Eli contributed that because he actually has a degree in folklore. I'm not saying that they hoaxed it, but I suspect that the story grew through each of them adding bits and pieces, and it would finally come filtered out through the planchette of the Ouija board. Now, somebody else looking at this could come up with a very different conclusion. They could say, for example, that
It was Zozo.
Yeah, well, you see Zozo or Charlie or one of those other creatures that supposedly comes through the Ouija board, evil spirits. I mean, for somebody that takes, for example, the idea that the Ouija board is a way for evil spirits to speak to people, they could certainly see the Bye-Bye Man in that light. And I discussed that in the book.
What do you think of the idea of the Ouija board and how young, impressionable kids with lots of energy, hormonal and otherwise, are possibly opening the door to lower vibration energy forms, which is kind of a popular sort of pop culture interpretation of you know, the downside or negative side of Ouija boards. Do you think that this might, be really good for whoever owns a patent on Ouija boards? I mean, they're even coming out with this living room rug that's the board and a coffee table that's a planchette. I want to get one. It would be so cool to have in my house. It'd scare all my dates away.
Well, certainly if you meet a woman who can tolerate that, she's a special person.
Yes.
She's a keeper.
Yeah, you got it.
It's like a friend of mine once told me to move all the serial killer books out of my living room because it spooks people.
Are you a fan of Criminal Minds, the TV series?
No, actually, believe it or not, I haven't watched TV since 2001.
Yeah, you and me both. 2000 for me. I finally just,
Yeah, it was, you see, I never had cable, so when the World Trade Center went down, I lost TV reception, and I found I didn't miss it. And most of it, so I still watch television shows, but I watch everything online. Yeah. But as for the Ouija board, I don't know where the stories come from. I think that the majority of what we think of as spirit communication comes from parts of our own mind that we are not consciously aware of. You know, in the early days of psychiatry, psychologists and psychiatrists would encourage their patients to learn to do automatic writing as a way to access the subconscious mind. The Ouija board is a form of automatic writing. I suspect that what was happening with the three of them was that, first of all, you have to know something about the three of them. One of them had a series of paranormal experiences in her life that frightened her. One of them was fascinated by parapsychology and the paranormal, and he was also fascinated by fear and terror. In fact, Eli has written plays that with terrifying themes, and he actually studied what he considers the scientific aspect of what is frightening. Jonathan was also a writer and an artist. So you put that kind of mixture of people together, and I think you've got the potential for producing a story like The Bye-Bye Man. Now, if you believe that there are entities, disincarnate intelligences at work, they could contribute to this too. Yeah. But I think if you look at the mixture of people, you can see where a story like The Bye-Bye Man could come from. Even that part about how if you think of his name, you become a victim.
We're going to become a victim of something in a moment if we don't stop.
Okay.
With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then, I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensation went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're continuing with all the background of The Bye-Bye Man, the book, a movie coming in December with Robert Damon Schneck and Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien. But let me remind you as we get to the waning hours of the show that we have a special feature we offer called the Paracast Plus. We give you a commercial-free version of the show. free of the network ads, better quality audio. We give you the After the Paracast podcast with extra interviews, color commentary, and things that go bump in the night. We never know what's going to happen with it. We have show transcripts. We have classic episodes of the Paracast being posted now. We have a lot to go. For a modest subscription rate, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. And we're talking Ouija boards and where the source of information presented by a Ouija board might be with Robert Damon Schneck, author of Bye Bye Man. All right, Robert, let's kind of move quickly with the Ouija board here. Any belief that the information one is getting, even if it's from your subconscious, is accurate?
Well, sometimes it is. That's what people claim. I never fool with Ouija boards myself. I'm a great believer in don't give a fire a place to start. I don't have the kind of personality that can relax enough to get that planchette to move. So it's not something I mess with. But I do find the idea of accessing parts of your mind, particularly parts of the mind that can almost seem hostile to the conscious mind, because that's one of the interesting things about a lot of people's experiences with Ouija board. They'll start out with something that seems friendly, and it'll turn hostile over time. Now, let's say that it's true, that it is a part of your mind that's doing it. You have to wonder, why is part of your mind angry or disgusting or hostile towards the conscious part of your mind? And then you remember that there are parts of your mind that terrify you nightly in nightmares. So I think the real interesting part about the Ouija board is the possibilities it raises on the human mind. And these things are worth exploring. I think it's also a good idea for people that want to experiment with Ouija boards to keep in mind the probable source of the information, which is your own mind. It's a lot less frightening that way. If you go in believing that you are talking to the dead or angels or demons, I think it can be a much more frightening experience.
Of course, we always have these classic horror film concepts in which someone uses the Ouija board, they have fun with it, the messages get to be a little bit more serious, a little more threatening, and they unleash forces beyond their control. So common.
Yes, that is common. And I have heard firsthand accounts of people who have had experiences like that, including one girl who got so terrified by it that she believed that the devil was in her bedroom. I mean, there are people who have had horrific experiences with Ouija boards. And the classic Ouija board story is several girls are having a slumber party. Someone breaks out the Ouija board, and they're having fun with it until someone asks a question about death or the devil or demons, and something frightening happens. Now, I have heard a lot of firsthand accounts of that happening, including cases where they claim the planchette flew through the air. They'll hear like a tremendous noise when they ask, is anyone there? That sort of thing, which raises another possibility, and that is a phenomenon that was discussed, that was explored by the Toronto Society for Psychical Research in the early 1970s when they carried out something called the Philip Experiment. And the Philip Experiment, it's probably the only experiment in parapsychology that has a genuinely popular appeal. People who are not specialists know about it and are interested in it. In a nutshell, what happened was that the Toronto Society for Psychical Research set out to discover if they could make seance phenomena, classic seance phenomena, occur in full light. And one of the things they did was they created a character that they named Philip. And Philip was a mixture of fact and fiction. He was a 15th or 16th century nobleman, and they created a whole romantic legend about him that was similar to many classic ghost stories. And they added elements, for example, they used a real castle in England, and they used some genuine characters from history, but Philip was a fictional character. That way they didn't want, if ghosts actually existed, they didn't want to accidentally tap into a real ghost. And nothing happened for a long time until they started looking at the psychical research that was done by a British parapsychologist named Batchelor. And he discovered that it was possible to get seance phenomena by creating an atmosphere that was more relaxed. So they had been intensely concentrating, and that didn't work. But when they created a fun atmosphere where they sang silly songs and ate candy and talked to Philip as though he was someone there, they began to get results. They would ask Philip questions, and he would rap out answers. They began to get table movement. Finally, there was some metal bending, because this was the early 70s when Uri Geller was popular and spoon bending was popular and things like that.
Can't live without some spoon bending.
No, it's classic. This went on for quite a while, and the results were good. I mean, at no point, however, did they ever believe that they had contacted spirit. They always believed that what was going on was something they called group PK, that is group psychokinesis, that when this particular group created this particular atmosphere, they were able to get the kinds of results that they did. That is to say that paranormal raps would occur in answer to questions, the table would move through group PK, the metal would bend through group PK. They never thought it was anything else. Now, it is possible that the strange experiences that Catherine and Jonathan had were an example of group PK, but where the Philip group made a point of controlling the phenomenon. It would only occur when a certain number of them were together, when they were in a certain place. So they built these boundaries around the phenomenon. The group in Wisconsin never did that. It was just something they were experimenting with. So possibly that same group PK that produced Philip also produced the Bye-Bye Man. That's a possibility. You know, if you are a mystic or you have occult leanings, you can believe in something called thought forms, or as they're popularly referred to as tulpas. That is to say, through intense concentration, you can create a thought being that eventually takes on a degree of independence and becomes real, at least on the astral plane or the plane of thought, and can actually manifest in the material plane. Again, if you have mystical inclinations, you can explain the Bye-Bye Man that way, in which case it might have actually acquired a certain degree of reality.
We have Robert, Damon Schneck, and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have Chris O'Brien being crushed by a Ouija board. It's an amazing phenomenon. We're looking at it right now. Robert Damon Chenack, author of Bye Bye Man, becoming a major motion picture this December. How much of this Ouija board stuff do you believe?
Well, I think that the Bye Bye Man was created by the three of them without them consciously being aware of it. I am open to the possibility that something like the Philip phenomenon occurred with Catherine and Jonathan. Having said that, I am perfectly willing to believe that it was a combination of panic and some subjective experience that terrified Catherine. And I am also perfectly willing to believe that Jonathan had a very convincing dream and that that's what terrified him. I am willing to believe that. However, I am also open to the possibility that it was something like the Philip phenomenon that occurred, that something objective might have happened. One of the things that Charles Fort said was, everything is partially, well, he didn't say this, but Robert Anton Wilson paraphrased Charles Fort's, he summed up Charles Fort's philosophy this way, that everything is partially real, partially true, partially false, and always changing. And if anything is genuinely real or true, it won't stay that way for long. So I am open to the possibility, to all of these possibilities. However, I am also content to say that it was a combination of unconscious minds, or well, subconscious minds working together and creating this fascinating and terrifying story.
Now, there are a number of other stories in the book. This is just one of them. It's towards the end of the book. Of the other stories you have in there, what do you think is the most impressive other than the Bye Bye Man?
Well, I love the story of the President's Vampire because it was just such a... You have to understand that I am essentially a researcher. I love to do research. It thrills me to find something like that ship's log that I found. So for me, it's a question of what had the most exciting research. I am sometimes surprised at the stories that other people like. For example, the mass disappearance of a group of young men in Newark, New Jersey one night in 1978. They had spent the day working together and were dropped off, and three of them went one way and two of them went another way, and all five vanished. And no one has ever found a clue as to what happened to them since. I could never get over that story. And there are several other stories in the book, including a story that happened in 1692 while the Salem witch trial was going on. And Gloucester, which was only a few miles away from Salem, they were being attacked by what they call the phantom militia of these men that were dressed as Frenchmen and Indians and terrified the locals. And they would fire at each other, but no one would ever get hurt. It's a very interesting story that Cotton Mather told in his book Magnalia Christi Americana. But again, there are stories in this book and in the Mrs. Wakeman versus the Antichrist that, again, always surprised me. The story that really was the breakout story in Mrs. Wakeman versus the Antichrist was the story of the people that commit suicide by cutting their own heads off. It turned out people were really fascinated by that.
This got to be an easier way to go.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that because...
How do you do that?
There are a couple of ways. Well, the one that surprised me the most was that people could actually take a razor and cut their own head off. That's happened at least once or twice.
What?
I have to assume that they had a thin neck or a very long razor, and they just lucked out and managed to get between the neck vertebra and managed to cut their own heads off. But most of the time, people that commit suicide by decapitation have an interest in inventions or their engineers.
And the guillotine.
That's exactly right.
Oh,
that's exactly it.
Oh, my God.
They will build...
I bet you there's not one woman that's ever attempted that in all of history.
Yes, as a matter of fact, there are.
And I'm just interested that he knows this. I'm frightened that he knows this.
Well, you know, you've got to do your research.
Women aren't into self-inflicted violent ways out, generally speaking.
Well, generally speaking, women do not commit suicide in ways that disfigure them.
Right.
Most women who commit suicide will do it in a way that leaves them looking presentable. Men, less so. Men are the ones who will put a shotgun to their face and commit suicide that way. I have at least one or two records. I know of one woman that committed suicide by chopping her own head off with a chainsaw. I have a record of a woman who committed suicide. Her husband owned a butcher shop, and she put her head into an automatic meat slicer and cut her own head off that way.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, if you're about to eat lunch or dinner, please stop for a few
moments.
Well,
this goes on at, Dark 30, so I don't think we'll have to worry about that. But going back to bed after listening to this show, good luck.
Well, most of the men commit suicide by decapitation, again, have an interest in engineering or building, and they will build sometimes very elaborate machines for cutting their own heads off. It's funny, my father is an engineer, and I spoke to him about this, and he said that right away, his mind went to two ways of doing it. First, using a hinged axe, but if you're really an engineer, you're going to want to build a guillotine because that's something you can take some pride in, because a guillotine is harder to build and works a lot more efficiently. And I had to say he was right. That was what the research turned up, that a lot of the men who committed suicide by guillotine were engineers. The most exciting, if you want to use that word, example of somebody that used a hinged axe was a man called James Moon, who checked into a hotel in Lafayette, Indiana, in the 19th century. It was about the 1860s.
That explains it.
Yeah, it was about the 60s or so. And when he checked into the hotel with this big, heavy trunk, he spent the day running errands, and they found him the next day with his head chopped off in the room. What he had done was he had built this enormous hinged axe that was attached to the floor at one end by a hinge and was lifted up at about a 45-degree angle with a string. There was a candle next to the string. And what he did was he put a box on the floor, and he put some cotton wadding in the box and soaked it with chloroform. Well, he then lit the candle, lay down on the floor, and was stupefied by the chloroform while the candle was burning. He strapped himself to the floor so the chloroform wouldn't make him restless. And he apparently was drifting away when the candle got low enough to burn through the thread and drop the weighted broad axe onto his neck and very neatly severed his neck.
You know what I'm thinking here? This would make a great episode of Major Crimes, a TV procedural.
Well, it got a lot of attention, which was what he wanted it to do. As a matter of fact, he left a wife and children when he did this, and she finally had to sell the machine, which was, he called it, Moon, the man who used it, he called it the Carry Carry, probably because he heard the name Harakiri from the newspaper.
Let's get the rest of the story in our final segment.
Okay.
With Robert Damon Schneck and Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Chris is now wondering about weird techniques to off yourself.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The one you're telling Robert Damon Schneck, it's got to be a classic. That's why I said maybe an episode of Major Crimes, except at the end they find out that it was really a case of murder. Somebody had put that person in that position, so they die.
This wouldn't have been easy to do because, of course, he would have been locked in from the inside. It would have been difficult for someone to murder him and then get out and lock the doors. But anyway, that's what happened to him. And in order for his wife to pay for the funeral, she sold the guillotine, which he actually left a message written on it, for sale or rent. And they displayed it around the Midwest for a couple of years, but eventually the carry-carry, or the monster, as some other people called it, vanished. And the funeral director, who did Moon's arrangements, had it in his attic a few years later. It might still be somewhere. There was a woman who's writing a novel about the suicide. She's been looking for its final resting place for years. I suspect that what happened was during one of the scrap metal drives for the First or Second World War that somebody decided, you know, here's, they had this big broad axe with iron soldered to it, or anyway, it was all put together. I suspect that it finally disappeared in one of those metal drives.
Only silence follows that.
Yes. But if you are interested in unusual ways of committing suicide, I have that particular area of interest for me. In fact, I've been collecting them.
I have these devices. I mean, you could almost expect to find one or two on Craigslist.
Well, you know, one of the things that's so interesting about this is, according to the newspapers of the time, they were selling models of this device locally. But I don't know of any that still exist. I don't even know if the story is true. You know, the newspapers would throw any little thing in to make the story interesting. But supposedly there were models made of this device, and it was photographed, and the photograph was sold as a postcard.
Didn't I read somewhere that there's a movement to bring back the guillotine as a method of capital punishment?
Oh, that might be, but this was voluntary. Essentially, Moon was showing off. He wanted people to see how clever he was in devising a way of committing suicide. He was probably inspired by a Frenchman who committed suicide earlier that year by building a guillotine in his room. But that happened in England, and the story appeared around the world.
I just should tell you that if you look up that name on Craigslist, there are 6 listings. Now, I don't think these devices are necessarily suited to suicide. One is to actually cut bagels.
Oh, Gene, you're a funny guy. I don't care what they say about you, dude. You are a funny guy.
But people who are interested in oddities like that, I have a page on Facebook called Historian of the Strange where I post a lot of oddities. And I post something every day, and it includes oddities about suicide and homicide, people that commit suicide with everything from dynamite to driving a nail into their own head, plus people that die in strange ways, including I have a lot of clippings of children killed by farm animals, especially pigs.
I think there's an app for that.
You must be a huge fan of the Darwin Awards.
Well, you know, it's funny. I don't really follow that, but it wasn't unusual.
Oh, you should.
It wasn't unusual for children to be killed by farm animals, especially pigs, because pigs get very excited.
I'm going to ask you a question here.
Sure.
Why haven't you taken all this and gone to National Geographic or the History Channel and done some kind of reality show on how people off themselves? I mean, it's very, very bizarre.
Well, it would be difficult to get talent because,
of course, it's just reenactments with special effects and green screens.
Well, that's not a reality show then. You just said the R word, okay? Reality show means, it's real.
Well, it could be based on a real story with reenactments.
Okay, that's not a reality show.
Well, most reality shows are like that. They pretend to be real.
Real people doing real things to other real people, just like, manly men aboard a manly ship doing manly things to other manly men. It's real people doing real things in real life situations.
Maybe someday the History Channel will call me. I certainly, at this point, nothing would surprise me.
We'll vouch for you.
Great.
Imagine all the contraptions that have been devised that go horribly wrong, and the person sits there in absolute agony, bleeding out for God knows how long.
Oh, yeah. I have cases of that.
I bet you do.
Yeah, some of these things, they really make you wonder. For example, children killed by roosters. Now, for some reason, I have at least 3 or 4 clippings of children killed by roosters. And all of the children killed by roosters are 2 years old. Not one, not 3, but 2. And the only thing I can think of is that when you're 2 years old, you are strong enough to annoy the rooster, but not strong enough to get away in time.
Hey, those spurs they got on their back. I've been attacked by a rooster, and they can put a hurting on you.
Oh,
they can slash you up pretty darn good.
All of these children were killed by the rooster's spur penetrating their skull.
Right. They can be really – and most roosters kind of have bad attitudes. It doesn't take much to tick them off.
Yeah, well, apparently children tick them off a lot. And, kids, they might throw a rock or something, and they don't realize what's going to happen. But it's the pig stories that are really gruesome because pigs are just scary. And if anyone's ever seen them when they're hungry and they start drooling and screaming, it can be very intimidating.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Well, what's the movie Snatch where the gangster says, beware of anybody that has more than 3 pigs because they can consume a body in like an hour.
Well, that makes sense. There is one story I have of these 2 children. This happened in Kansas. 2 children were playing, and the little girl just thought it would be fun to bury the little boy. And so they're playing around, and she buries him up to his neck. And some pigs came along, scared away the little girl, and devoured the boy's face and killed him. I don't know if it's true, but I have the clipping.
Yeah, and that's really spooky karma.
Yeah, that sounds like the beginning of a horror movie about some deformed serial killer who's been horribly disfigured, pig face or something.
You have a very interesting but kind of diabolical mind there, dude.
I tell you, I don't know if I'm going to be putting this in my next book, but I also have a collection of clippings of people who were beheaded by low-flying planes.
What? I think I'm going to stop it here because we're running out of time. And also because I'm going to have lunch soon. I don't want to have a problem. But I did add this message, which I will, to the show description. Do not attempt to consume a meal during the final segments. Robert Damon Schneck, please tell our listeners where they can find more of whatever this is.
Sure. I call it Strange But True. You can come to my Facebook page every day. I always post things at Historian of the Strange. The book, The Bye-Bye Man, is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, where good books are sold. So is Mrs. Wakeman versus the Antichrist. And you can get The Bye-Bye Man as a book on tape with Scott Brick doing the narration. And I narrate the opening and the end.
A good place to be. You can find us on Twitter. Look for The Paracast. Look for two official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook, and we'll never merge them because this is a power play. Look for the return of the official Paracast store, now in beta, if you want to find some great merchandise featuring our new logo with Chris on a diet and me being a rapper. Can you believe it? Go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. Also check out the Paracast Plus. We feature the After the Paracast podcast with all sorts of unexpected goodies and exclusive podcasts only available to Paracast Plus subscribers, show transcripts, classic episodes, book excerpts, videos coming, and the commercial-free version of this show with better quality audio. All this and more for a modest monthly fee, and we offer special rates for 5 years and the rest of your life and my life. Combined, if I become a vampire, that will never end. Plus.theparacast.com, P-L-U-S dot theparacast.com. Robert Damon Schneck, it's been fun, but don't have dinner with this episode. Thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
My pleasure.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.